got disconnected, Denise. You were giving me Valencia's phone name.
Hello?
Yeah, Valencia's name. How do you spell it?
V-A-L. The people call, keep calling, and then they hung up. It was scammed like I was trying to hang up on them to answer you back.
Oh, my gosh. All right, so V-A-L.
All kinds of numbers, regular numbers. V-A-L-I-N-C-I-A.
N-I?
N-I-C-I-A.
And the last name?
Montgomery. So what's up? I'm bringing all these customers, and I want to know, can you raise my pay?
I'm going to offer you the highest. I just got to check to see what we're doing. And her date of birth is February 3rd, 87?
Yes, 87.
I'm having a hard time finding her. Let me try the spelling of her name again.
V-A-L-I-N-C-I-A. I don't spell it V-A-L-E-N-C-I-A. V-A-L-I-N-C-I-A.
Like most people. Yeah, that's what it is. And Montgomery's M-O-N-T.
Get those napkins down there for me, Rain. M-O-N-T-G-O-M.
I found her. I found her now. I got it.
You found the baby.
Yeah, I got it. All right.
I'm gonna bring Vivian Walker.
Do you want me to put in the referral for Vivian Walker now?
What? I want you to put in the referral for everybody.
So give me Vivian Walker, date of birth.
Date of birth, 1-18-59.
Address.
They got her down at 1812 North 28th Street.
Is that your address?
Yes.
And that's Philadelphia, PA?
Yes.
Give me a zip code, Denise.
19121.
All right, what's the next person?
Alberta Draper.
Alberta, how do you spell
Draper.
The last name?
D-R-A-P-E-R.
Draper, D-R-A-P-P-E-R or P-E-R?
No, D-A-R, drape, like a drape, you would put your drapes up.
D-R-A-P-E-R, got it. Date of birth?
Grandma's birthday is what, 11, tell me thing. We call it grandma, but that's my son that just passed. But my daughter, the husband, that just passed away. That's her, not her son, but her other husband's son. Sound please. I mean, mother, grandma, right? So hers is 11-1354.
Same address?
Same address. That's what I told you. Same phone.
North 28th.
Dollar Tree shopping for them right
Street.
Now. Getting the stuff they want.
Got right. it. And who are they going to be the caregivers? Are you and your son?
I'm a caregiver for okay. my daughter, and my son a caregiver for my daughter. And
so
my
Vivian,
uncle. Get him
wait,
too. I'm not done.
Wait,
I got
wait,
Frank
wait, wait,
Taylor
wait.
For you.
Frank
Taylor.
Taylor. Date of birth?
What day is Cousin Frank's birthday? I call him Uncle Frank if he's older than me. His birthday is, hold on, 8-31-59.
You got a good memory, Denise.
Because I'm
Denise,
the one to do everything for him.
I know, I see that. So Vivian is your daughter?
Vivian is my aunt.
Okay, so you're the caregiver to Vivian, correct?
I'm Vivian's power attorney. I'm Frank's power attorney. Because Frank had a stroke and Vivian is a mental patient. So they have to have power attorney.
So
but
you're the POA.
My daughter power attorney because I work for her. And my daughter,
okay.
Tiana Montgomery, is her power attorney. You see? Like
I got
that,
you.
We got
and
them
who,
covered so nobody
so
can't
you're the caregiver for Vivian. You're the caregiver for Frank. And what about Alberta?
And Tori, this is how I go. I'm the caregiver for Vivian. Not Vivian. I'm the caregiver for Valencia, you meant to say. And I'm the caregiver for Frank, right? Is that right? Yeah. I'm his caregiver.
Who's the caregiver for Vivian?
Vivian, no, I ain't Frank P. I'm mom's power attorney, grandmom's, because I can't be Frank's or Valencia's. Right. That's him. You got me mixing it up. So, look, so.
You,
Frank,
you, Frank who's caregiving
I
to
work
Val-
for Frank, and
okay.
I work for Valencia.
Okay, got
My son,
it.
Corey Thomas, works for Valencia and works for Frank. See, because you can't work a straight 20 hours no more. The state made it weird, though.
Right.
One person got to work. So, I work 16 hours for one of them, which is my daughter. And Troy works 16 hours for Frank. Then we switch up. We're in the same house in the same room. We just
got
walk
you.
Out one room into the other room. That's
got
not
it.
Ain't no lapse in time, timing in and out.
I
right?
got you. I got so you. So for Valencia and Frank, you and Troy are both the caregivers.
The caregivers
and what about for
right.
Vivian? Who's the caregiver?
Now, for Vivian, the caregiver is our cousin. He's Puerto Rican. Cause
What's
Puerto
his name?
Rican and black. His name is Abraham Rivera.
Rivera. What's the phone number so I can send them the hiring application?
Now, he got the phone. That phone number is...
The same one?
Not this phone number.
Okay.
It's the other phone.
Okay.
That's in the house. Okay, that we clocked in and out on. That's his phone number.
Okay, what is it?
Because we have to get him a phone. I don't know it by heart. Let me think. I think it's 267. Because it's connected to the other phone. It says 267. I think it come up Denise Rodriguez. Because my husband
My
is
mom
famous.
Is Rodriguez.
My husband is...
Girl, you and I are probably related somewhere.
Family child, you know?
Oh, my God. All right, who's the caregiver to
my
Alberto?
My daughter, Shayna. For grandma, Abraham is.
Abraham is also Abraham. The caregiver to Alberta and Vivian. Got it.
No, Vivian, just Vivian.
Okay,
Alberta is my niece, my bad.
Niece, what's
Tamara,
her name?
Tamara Wright.
Tamara? Tamara?
Shamara.
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 And her last name?
Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T.
And a good number to reach her?
We all in the same damn house, this number.
So, like, if I needed to reach Vivian or Abraham, I would call this number?
If you needed to reach Vivian, you would have to talk to me because Vivian's a mental patient. Vivian was on the phone and say, yes, you know what the fuck I say. And yes, I mean, who is this calling? And yes, the president is.
So I'm
going to
put you
Lincoln.
Point of contact for everybody.
Yes.
Karen? Okay.
Yes.
So Frank Tyler is also at 812 North 28th Street. Got it.
No. Listen. 28th Street is our mailing address. We all live it. But everybody is at the house. Like when Keystone come and they know that because I own multiple properties. So everybody, we work from 25th in Indiana. But 1812 is our house address, like our mailing address.
Okay.
That has, I want you to get that twisted because when Keystone come out and have a PA help on us, they always come to 3017 North 25th Street. That's the house where everybody at. That's where we work from. But our mailing address, me, Vivian, Grandma, Dinka, is 1812 North 20th Street, which is still owned by me.
Okay, give me the physical home address.
That's it. That's what the government got. That's how they got it. They
1812 North 28th
Street. North 28th
Street. Got it. All right. So Vivian is through UPMC.
Is PA Health and Wellness?
PA Health and Wellness. And Alberta is through PA Health and Wellness.
We appealed it. Because they took her hours down, and she had 20 hours all her life and really need 4 more because she's a cancer patient.
Yeah, she
so
needs more time.
I couldn't understand what the hell was going on in their head. So she got this new coordinator. He came out. He's right, boy. And he's president. I ain't going to fucking lie to you. And then he was talking on stage being funny. And Chad, before he came back, he had dropped the hours. I said, oh, my God.
So 20 hours. Vivian has 20 hours. How many hours does Alberta have?
She got 86.
86 a week. And how many does Frank have?
Frank has 20 and Valencia has 20 and Vivian had 20 and they just dropped them. But they said that we were listening. The company that we were just with Vivian is not the same company I'm with. And the reason was when Abraham started, he had to get a new ID. And you know, they were talking about that the ID had to be dated back from 1942.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? So he had to get fingerprint, all this whatever extra shit so they knew who he was. So now he's in as an agent. So now we got to do a transfer over to y'all. He got everything he needs and all his, what you call it, PPD shots. We all up to date. We got 2-step PPD.
Okay, great. All right. So I'm going to put in these referrals as well. Do you have a minute to speak to your coordinator? Because she's ready for you and she's been calling you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, give me 1 second. 1 second, honey.